From the Mercy One Studio. Thought of the Week with Monsignor Frank Bugnano. Every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. And online at iowacatholicradio.com or the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
This is Monsignor Frank Bugnano, Thought of the Week. And thank you for being with us today. We're talking about something at this time in our country that we need a lot of, and that's peace. Peace. There's disruption in some of our cities, we know, and we don't know what's going to happen the next several weeks, whatever. There may be more or less. We're not sure. Everybody's a little bit on edge, and so we want peace. We want that good order in society, the tranquility of order, and that is the definition of peace that St. Augustine had. He called it the tranquility or the tranquility of order. Things are in this right spot. But how do we do that? Well, St. Peter, by the way, the first pope, wrote two letters that we have in the Bible, in the New Testament. In his second letter, he talks about being at peace. And what he was, things back then weren't a whole lot better. The Roman Empire, my gosh, it was finally collapsed in the 5th century, just went away, and it was just horrible, the invasion of the pagan kings and zealots from the north came down and just took over the west. They thought, oh, nobody can ever conquer the Roman army. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you got to be careful about that stuff. Nothing can ever conquer the army of the United States. Oh, yeah. Hey, look out. You know, God's in charge. Come on. So people were pretty fearful. You know, they kind of lived on a little bit on the edge. And plus they thought, well, that, because things are so crazy, Jesus might be coming back. This is it. End of the world. He's coming back. Second coming of Christ. End of everything. And Peter acknowledged that. He said, yeah, that's going to happen. And here's what he says in his second letter, chapter 3. He says, but according to his promise, we wait for a new heaven and a new earth in which righteousness, holiness, goodness dwells everywhere. And therefore, he says, my dear beloved, since you wait for these good things to come, which they're going to come with Jesus in the second coming, don't worry, be zealous, yeah, to be found by Christ without any kind of sin or blemish. And he says, and please be at peace. Wow, man alive. So at the conclusion of a passage talking about the day of the Lord, the end of time, using the images of the apocalypse, it's kind of remarkable that the first pope, St. Peter, calls on us to find ourselves at peace on this day. Not anguish, not fear, of peace. Good grief. Of course, we don't have to sit around trying to figure out when the end of the world is going to be. Only God knows that. The Father knows the day and the hour. That's what Jesus says. Not even the angels know. But it seems like there's a lesson for us here today. The more the church and the world run toward this second coming, which is coming eventually here, maybe sooner, maybe later, the more creation is crying out in the sorrow of giving birth, the more Christians, the more we and I are called to be at peace. The more the world goes into crises, the more our country goes into its little crises, little and big crises, the more society is marked by tensions and insecurities, the more necessary it is to find true peace, to let ourselves go in the profound peace of Christ. Wow. I want to walk into the peace of Christ. How do I do that, folks? The way you walk, you take one step in front of the other. So what are those steps? It's not that hard. This is not rocket science. The step is called prayer. I sit down or kneel down or whatever for 5 minutes. Excuse me. And I place myself in the presence of God. Well, he's there. I'm not making him present. It's just I'm sitting there to realize I'm with God. He's looking right at me. And you can just sit there or kneel there or whatever in pure silence. Yeah. Absorb, soak up the presence of God. That's what we need to do, right? We have to do that. And as we get up and as we march through the day and as we march through history, the more and more, even more today than in the 17th century of good old St. Francis de Sales, we are called to live the Beatitudes, and especially the seventh Beatitude. Remember, the seven is a number of fulfillment, so it seems like all the other Beatitudes are sort of pointed at a good old number seven, which is what? Blessed are the peacemakers. They will be called the sons and daughters of God. Wow. Wouldn't that be neat if somebody could point to you and say, there is a son of God, or there is a daughter of God. Why? Because she is at peace. He is at peace. And they smile, and they bring peace. Just being around them kind of calms me down, because I can just feel their peace. So there's a really strong call today to let ourselves find peace in Christ, to welcome God's peace into our hearts. I would say that that our first duty isn't to be perfect or to resolve all of our problems. Nah, our first duty is to be at peace. When we're at peace, then we can solve all of our problems. Yeah. So, yeah, if my heart is not at peace, I'm going to be a sucker. I'm going to be vulnerable to all the forces of all those divisions, those spirals of fear, violence that agitate our country. Everything that isn't peaceful in me gives rise to evil. It gives rise to demons, forces of division that drag us down. We're talking about the urgency of inner peace. Be right back. Monsignor Frank Bignano, Thought of the Week.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by the Catholic Tuition Organization.
Your support of CTO provides qualifying families tuition assistance to send their kiddos to our Catholic schools. They benefit, and you benefit, with 65% Iowa tax credits. Online at ctoiowa.org.
Until December 15th, contributions from new donors are matched. New donors double their impact with a donation to CTO, thanks to the Reichhardt Family Foundation.
The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future. Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Dowling Catholic Sports is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. With two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling graduate, and Dr. Craig Harper, the Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at 60th and Ashworth in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610 or online, ashworthvision.com.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Faith on Trial provided by Paul Martin and Paul Mitchell, owners of Imogene Ingredients. Imogene Ingredients supply specialized feed ingredients for livestock and pet diets to improve maternal and young animal health in both conventional and organic production. Information about Pharmatan and other products at ImogeneIngredients.com. Paul and Paul are members of St. Augustine's Knights of Columbus and encourage their brother knights to keep standing for their faith.
This is Monsignor Frank Bignano, Thought of the Week. We're looking for that peace. We need it today. My gosh. And I'll tell you, folks, we don't just want peace for Portland or for some city that's having a bunch of uprisings, whatever. No, we have to have it inside of good old number one, ourselves. Have it inside of ourselves. That's important. And remember that the search for this interior peace, which I think you want, I want, is a lot more than like peace of mind. You know, I've seen these advertisements of how to just do a little yoga exercise, you might say, and just calm and be at peace. And that's okay. That's like going to sleep. When I go to sleep, I'm at peace, you know. But no, we're not looking for, that's okay stuff. I'm not knocking it. But I'm saying it's more than peace of mind. It's really about something else. It's opening up to God's actions. Folks, look at the universe. Look at the tremendous order of the universe. You know, see, we can't, it's so amazing, we can't even figure it out. We didn't even do it. We're just discovering it. Look at the moon. Well, big deal. Without that moon, we'd all freeze to death or bake to death because it keeps our planet on an angle. When it's spinning, it's at a perfect angle. The moon does that. It's amazing. What I'm trying to say is that if God could make such tremendous order out of material things, how about us? Yeah. So, Lord of the universe, Lord of the moon, the stars, the planets, the galaxies. We don't even know how many galaxies there are. Somebody one told me the other day, they said, do you know, there are as many galaxies. Now, remember, we're one galaxy. There are as many galaxies as there are grains of sand on the beach of the ocean. Are you kidding me? We don't know the end. We can't even find the end of the universe. So I guess my point being, that's order. He's powerful. And it's just material things. Nate looks at, we're made in his image and likeness. We have intelligence and free will. We're going to live forever. We have an immortal soul. We're going to live forever. So he wants that to be in right order. And of course, the moon can't make up its mind whether it's going to spin or go around the earth or whatever it's going to do. No, it's all figured out. We can. Yeah, that's right. We're made in his image and likeness. What does that mean? That means that we have intelligence and free will. I can choose to be in order. I can choose to be in the right spot in my life. I can choose to follow God, to follow him. Or I can choose to say no. Hey, I'm going my own path. Thanks, God. See you later. Yeah, he makes us free. Free. And that's why, for example, people say, I don't see how a good God could send anybody to hell if he's a good God. The church teaches in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, God does not send anybody to hell. They send themselves. They choose. When we get to God in that judgment, he's going to look at us and say, what did you choose? I made you free. If you love me, that means you remember, love is a free choice, right? You can't force love. Did you love me or love yourself or love others, other things, whatever, stuff? We're going to lie to God? So no, God made us free. And so I can choose to have peace, peace of heart. And how do I do that? I choose to open up to God's action in my life, in my head, in my will, my feelings. That's why I need to read the scriptures, study my faith. Why? Because I am intelligent. It will work through my head. But that's not all. No, Remember, the devil knows every word of the Bible, but he's in hell. No, but I also have to have an open heart. Love. Yes, I do this because I want more of God. I want to know more about him. I want to know more about my path. So remember that truth, that I have to reach out to God. So that's why prayer comes in, because prayer is where my will comes. That's where I choose. I choose to, yes, come, Lord, please come into my heart. And God will come into my heart if I ask him to do that. So, yes. Remember one thing, by the way, speaking of the good old devil and demons, they want to banish peace out of your head. Nope, they do not want you to be at peace. They know that God only dwells there in peace. And it is in peace that he's going to work wonders in your life and in my life. So what does the devil try to do? Disrupt peace in your life and in your mind. That's right. And in fact, I heard one spiritual author say one time, the devil may not be able to get you to sin, but at least he can make your life miserable, or try to. So, yeah. So remaining calm in the face of trouble, in the face of uneasiness and interior disturbance, is necessary to remain calm during times of uneasiness and disturbance and news, so that God can work in my life. I'm going to stay calm so you can do your job, Holy Spirit. We can still grow in love. Our lives can have fruitfulness. We're called to have, if we can, all this with interior peace. With all the stuff going around, we can still be growing like little flowers in God's garden if we have that peace. So we're going to keep talking about this peace. I'm going to tell you a little prayer here I've got. So stay with us. We're talking about the importance of that interior peace to give to the world around us. We'll be right back. Thought of the Week.
It can be easy to forget about the dignity of another when we disagree with their ideas or actions. We start to focus on the things that make us different, and the thoughts start to divide us. Before we reach the conclusion of those thoughts, we must pause and remind ourselves that person with a different idea or lifestyle has great dignity. The next time you find yourself ready to go toe-to-toe with someone, remember that they have dignity and deserve respect, even when we disagree.
St. Anthony Catholic School would like to invite you to learn about our exceptional educational program of traditional schooling that includes an opportunity for a second language in Spanish immersion, and where faith and prayer are a part of the daily education. Students attend in person and in school 5 days a week safely. We offer preschool for three-year-olds through eighth grade and on-site childcare from 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Go to school.stanthonydsm.org to learn more. Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Dowling Catholic Sports is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. With two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling graduate, and Dr. Craig Harper, the Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at 60th and Ashworth in West Des Moines, 515-440-4610, or online, ashworthvision.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by the Iowa ENT Center, expert ear, nose, and throat care for adults and children. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
Thanks to Blessman International for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Every year, Blessman International leads teams of Central Iowans to share the compassionate heart of Christ with orphans and vulnerable children in South Africa. You can learn more and sign up for a trip at blessmaninternational.org.
We're talking about the importance of interior peace, which you would like to have, which I would like to have, all the time. Yes, yes. Because really, when I am at peace in myself, that's when I can have good discernment. That's when things clarify. Oh, that's not right. That's right. That's wrong. So when I'm preoccupied by worry, by disturbing events in our society, whatever, then my emotions can get the best of me. And I really don't have an objective grasp on reality. We're tempted to see everything in black and white and question everything in our life. However, on the other hand, when we're at peace, we see life clearly. Really, it's amazing. St. Ignatius of Loyola understood this. He's the founder of the Jesuits. And he talked about periods of consolation and periods of desolation in people's spiritual life. Desolation means I like talking to God on a dead telephone. Hey, is this phone working? You know? So he said, in times of desolation, which we go through in our spiritual life, hey, God, what happened to you? Where are you? St. Ignatius says, at that time, do not make any life-changing decisions. because he said, when you are in desolation, remember who really has got your ear, and that's the evil one. The demons have got your ear when you're down, you know. So that's when all these crazy thoughts come in. So wait, Ignatius Loyola said, keep praying, keep praying. Don't worry, consolation's coming. It'll come back. Don't worry about it. So yes, that is, that's the critical thing. And so remember, and I've said this over and over again, and I try to do it myself, when a problem robs me of my peace, the most important thing is not to resolve the problem, because that's going to give me peace. I don't think so. Regain a minimum amount of peacefulness in yourself. Then it clears the mind to see what I can do to face the problem. You know, it's like cleaning your glasses. Just about every day, I take off my glasses and I clean them, because then I can see clearly. Same thing. Be at peace. Don't rush into trying to solve some problem unless you got to solve it right away. Be at peace. Pray. And gradually then the Holy Spirit takes over. We're allowing the Holy Spirit. And then we say, oh, what gives God greater glory? What will give God greater glory in this decision? There you go. So, and that helps us to avoid making irrational choices for all the wrong reasons. All right, so how do I get back to this level of peace? And here I go. Oh, broken record me. It's through prayer. It's through listening to the Word of God, taking the Scriptures, opening it up. Well, I don't know what to read. Start with the Gospel of Luke, and then go to his second piece of the New Testament, which is Acts of the Apostles. He wrote both of them, and they both go together. Luke, Acts of the Apostles. Okay. So I listen to the Word of God, knowing that God's never going to abandon me. I trust in God. And then I abandon myself into his hands. Remember the prayer of abandonment by Charles Foucault? And you can Google it up. I say it every morning. Just abandon this poor Charles Foucault. What a saint he was. Died in 1917. It goes like this. Father, I abandon myself into your hands. Do with me what you will. Whatever you may do, I thank you. I am ready for all. I accept all. Let only your will be done in me and in all your creatures. I wish no more than this, O Lord. Into your hands I commend my life. I offer it to you with all the love of my heart, for I love you, Lord. I so need to give myself, to surrender myself into your hands, without reserve, and with boundless confidence, for you are my Father. Amen. Right. So, besides that interior peace, we have to keep doing as we are led by the Holy Spirit. And really, being open to God's grace is important, because maybe what's really needed in me is some kind of healing or conversion, or forgiveness towards somebody. And that's what's blocking that peace. So as I'm praying, go, oh, I got to forgive so-and-so what they said the other day. Or I've got to forgive so-and-so for cheating me. So maybe that's blocking the peace from coming in, right? So get rid of that block. You know, ask God, help me to be reconciled. So-and-so really did me in. Well, make excuses. Well, maybe they're having a bad day or whatever. Okay. So, yes, that's what we're talking about. So, peace is opposed to conflict, then not all wars are overt wars that manifest violence or aggression. There are defensive wars waged with weapons like fearful conduct, turning in on yourself, efforts to control everything, raising barriers to protect yourself. Wow. That's the opposite of peace. Be careful. Don't wage a defensive war. What is that? Fearful conduct, turning in on yourself, effort to control everything, raising up barriers to protect yourself and your family and other people or life itself. Uh-oh, look out. That's disrupting the peace. Right. So remember that True interior peace has to be accompanied by self-awareness and openness to divine grace in relation to all the attitudes and conduct that we have mentioned here. So pray for that peace, open up to the Holy Spirit, and ask God to make you, as St. Francis said, a channel of your peace. This is Monsignor Frank Bignano, Thought of the Week, Iowa Catholic Radio.
Join Iowa Catholic Radio every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. for Thought of the Week with Monsignor Frank Bignano. Listen online at iowacatholicradio.com or on the Iowa Catholic Radio app.